It's I'm Married to a Werewolf.
Oh, yeah. If you feel so inclined, stay tuned because up next is I'm Married to a Werewolf. All right. It's 5 o'clock. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. It just happens to be 5 o'clock here.
And beautiful Pacific Daylight Time.
Beautiful. This has been No Smoking in the Theater. You're tuned into KDVS Davis. And we are fading out. Bye.
Goodbye.
Family Guy.
This hour of KDVS programming is sponsored by USDA ARS, Western Human Nutrition Research Center, located at 430 West Health Sciences Drive, University of California, Davis. The Western Human Nutrition Research Center and the Department of Nutrition at UC Davis are seeking to determine how to increase the body's good bacteria, boost overall immunity, food digestion, and support overall health. More information on the fibro intervention study can be found at 530-752-5177. Once again at 530-752-5177. KDVS thanks Western Human Nutrition Research Center in Davis for their support of Freeform Community Radio.
Hello and welcome back. You are listening to KDVS Davis 90.3 FM, and this is I'm Married to a Werewolf, the interview show on KDVS. Before I get started, I would like all of our listeners to know that the following views presented in this hour do not reflect the views of KDVS, KDVS sponsors, or the University of California. And with that, I would like to introduce our guest today. Would you like to let the listeners know what your name is?
There we go. Yes, my name is Dr. Freaky. That's a PhD, but like Dr. PhD, both.
What is your PhD in, Dr. Freaky?
Freakology, actually. More commonly known in over here in the States as, pickup artistry, actually. Yeah. I got my degree back in 2003, and since then I've been educating mostly men, but, you know, I don't discriminate on how to pick up the ladies, you know what I'm saying?
All right. Would you, that's a lot of information there at once. What exactly is pickup artistry for our listeners who might not be familiar?
Pickup artistry, you know, it's how you stay cool and, you know, how you stay slick. It's how you approach people. You know, it's all in not just what you say, but how you say it, you know? And with the goal of, you know, probably getting a couple numbers if you're interested, but, you know, yeah.
So is this something that you practice as well as preach, would you say?
Yeah, actually, I'll just tell you a little bit of my background. So, actually, it turns out that I want to say about 2002, yeah, that was about a year before I got my degree, I was dating this 53-year-old divorcee, and, you know, I learned a lot from that, learned a lot about myself, and I realized that, you know, this is like my calling, you know, I was just playing it normal, right? But after, you know, things went belly up eventually, you know, and I thought to myself, like, you know, I kind of just have to put myself out there, right? So I studied and I went to school and, like I said, got my degree in 2003. And since then, I've been doing a lot of studies and, of course, like you said, field work of my own, trying to see which strategies work best on, you know, catching numbers, you know what I'm saying?
Sorry, so you mentioned dating that, was it a 53-year-old divorcee?
You know, in this case, I forget how old she was, but, you know, she was a very nice woman. I think her name was Deborah, yeah.
About how old were you at the time of this relationship?
I want to say probably about 25, 26. It's been so long, you know.
Wow, that seems like a pretty big age gap. And you said you learned a lot about yourself from that relationship.
Yeah, you know, I think it really takes a lot to step up to such a commitment, you know. And there's a lot of lonely nights, a lot of weird crying sessions. Not me though, you know. I'm secure in my masculinity, of course, but yeah. Next question.
You teach seminars, is that correct? Teaching men how to pick up women?
I actually do. I do here on the UC Davis campus. Not saying you have to, but if you would like to attend my lectures, they're going to be in the Mondavi Center basement from midnight to 2 p.m. on Sundays. They wouldn't give me the stage because apparently, like, I don't know, they don't let people trespass during those times, but I don't know what that means. There was a back door that was unlocked, so I assume that, you know, it was for me.
And would you mind giving us a little bit of a preview of what kind of things you'd be teaching there?
You know, typically I charge full price for these things, but, yeah, I can give you a little bit of a hint. What would you like to know in terms of pickup artistry? Do you want like a strategy or like a general outlook maybe?
Yeah. Let's start with a general outlook on, how you approach pickup artistry.
I got you. So, you know, women women are easy, okay? The hard part is, you know, looking at yourself, right? But I'm not talking like self-introspection, therapy, or like thinking about, you know, what you really should be doing on this planet while you're alive, right? I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about like physique, you know, physical, and especially oral physique. What do I mean by that? You have to be cool. You can't just be chill. You just can't be that guy that sits in the corner and doesn't talk to anybody. No, when you walk up to somebody, you have to know in your mind that you're going to be 110% of their world in that moment. And you have to seize that, right? For example, for something more specific, right? I suggest good hygiene, right? Like, bro, sorry, I'm thinking about some old things. Sorry.
Oh, you're totally
I've made
fine.
These mistakes before, which is why it's so impactful to me, right? But you need to brush your teeth, man, you know? Like, you can't be yapping up a chick and a piece of broccoli from earlier falls out. Like, bro, like, it really just, you know, taints. It gives me like a sour taste in my mouth, you know, when somebody who has the game, who has the looks and everything, is like all freaking broccoli out of your mouth. Look, that maybe that's just me, but you know, wash your mouth, guys, and you know, it doesn't hurt to put on a little bit of deodorant every now and then. But yeah, I suggest also with hygiene. Not just taking showers and stuff, but cologne. I suggest a really good one that a lot of people don't know about. Dior Sauvage. That one gets them going crazy.
All right. What kind of men do you tend to have coming to your seminars? I'm just a little curious here.
Quite a bit, actually. We had this one guy come in. He was like 19 years old. He had his whole future ahead of him. And then once I was done with him, you wouldn't believe him, man. He looked like a million bucks. We have lonely 20-year-olds. We have, you know, people on their way out. You know, they're like, hey, man, I'll give it a try. And I'm like, yeah, dude, age doesn't matter in this very specific situation. Age doesn't matter. You can be 87 years old, and I've seen it. I've seen it, man. They go in that nursery home and they come out and they're like, I'm getting married tomorrow. It's like, it's incredible. It gives me much pleasure to see that.
Wow. Where did you learn that? You said you had a degree in freakology. Is that where you learned all of this stuff?
Yes. I actually learned it from a mentor, but the monastery where he taught at burnt down. So I actually can't tell you the location of it. Yeah, it's kind of secret. Sorry.
Oh, okay. How long did that education take you to get?
I want to say like 10 years of just studying every single day, going out in public. And, you know, eventually where I was getting my degree, the local town, they eventually had enough of my shtick and kicked me out. But, you know, and then the next city, and then the next city. But, you know, eventually after about the fifth city that just had enough of me and kicked me out to the curb, that's when I finally reached Nirvana and I realized, wow, you know, they just don't get me, right? It's not that I'm the creep. I'm the only one that knows, right? And this isn't just a me thing, right? There's others that have this degree. It's just, you know, I decided to come down to KDVS to spread the news, you know.
And what kind of people are you hoping to reach by spreading these news? Are you trying to just, like, find more kinds of people that are already coming to your seminars, or?
You know, we get a lot of returners because, like, I don't know how, but it just doesn't work for them. But, yeah, no, I'm interested in a lot of people. I think a lot of college students might listen to this. Yeah, I you know, if you'd like to, you can attend my lectures and work this out. Not saying names, but I know quite a few people who would, you know, might need this knowledge. So yeah, I think specifically today I'm speaking to the college crowd, but yeah.
And for me and I'm sure a lot of the listeners that are listening in, it might be a little hard to imagine exactly how these strategies would play out. You mentioned, you know, good hygiene being a strategy, but would you maybe be able to explain, like, say you're at a bar and there's a woman at the bar that you want to, like, chat up. What exactly are your moves here?
All right. So first you got to scope it out, right? You got to see if there's any competition. Honestly, if there is, I would just get out, you know, because, like, you know, it's not worth your time at that point. We're trying to be efficient here, right? We're only going to go for things when you know it's going to win. Or, sorry, if you know it's going to work. I say a little bit of delusion is nice, but you need to be real with yourself sometimes. Anyways, so you got like a 9 out of 10, right? And maybe you're like a 2 out of 10. Okay, like that's what we're working with. At least this is my clients, right? So, you know, I'm trying to be honest with them. So what I would do is I would go up and obviously I would ask them if they would like a drink, you know? And typically the answer is no, right? Because like you're just some random person that walks up to them. But here's the difference. You ask again about 15 minutes later, right? Persistence is key, guys. They dig it when you just don't stop. So then they say, no, please leave me alone. And they start to grab their things. But then what you do, I'm going to have to move for this one. Yeah. But so what you do is you want to get on the floor, right? Sorry, not the floor. You want to get down on one knee, right? They love this, I swear. You want to get down on one knee. And you want to grab your hands, right? But ignore how sweaty they are, right? You want to fold them together and cross them like you're praying, right? You're not praying, though. You're holding in that masculine energy, and you're about to use it all in one burst, right? And you want to get down on both your knees and just yell,
please, please! I need this so bad right now. You have no idea!
And usually, after that one, they'll fold. I've seen it. Like, this sounds insane, right? To those who just don't know. But I promise you, I've gotten a couple of numbers just this past week doing that, you know? That's probably one of the most effective strategies I would suggest to most of my clients. But certain specific cases, you can do maybe more normal things, quote-unquote. But I typically suggest staying away from those and stick to the begging. That works usually.
Sorry, you referred to this as a burst of masculine energy.
Yes. You know, a lot of those lonely nights, right? You need to spend, instead of crying about how empty your bed is, you need to think about how fulfilling it'll be to finally have somebody to take home and call your own, you know? Because, you know, these people serve. Their only purpose is to make you happy, right? That's what I tell my clients, okay? So, excuse me. Keeping them close by, and I'm so sorry. Hold up. I'm getting a call right now.
Oh, okay.
Hello? Yeah, no. After this, yes, I'm down to go to the sewers. Yes, okay. Goodbye. Sorry, I have a meeting later with a client. He suggested I meet him in very precarious circumstances, but anyways, where were we? I lost myself.
Oh, you did answer the last question, but I was just going to ask, you know, some people in the past have accused pickup artistry of being rather misogynistic.
Mm.
What would you say about these kinds of accusations?
Nah.
No.
No.
Why not?
Nuh-uh. It's not.
All right.
There's a difference. There's a big difference, okay? One of them is treating other people as lesser because of something they can't control. And the other is taking advantage of that and saying, you know what? I'm going to make my move. I'm going to shine. I'm a star, you know? There's a difference, you know? If you want to lean into the other thing, I mean, I don't know. I don't really, I don't really support that other stuff, but, you know, this is mostly about, you know, self-empowerment rather than, like, putting others down, you know what I'm saying?
Interesting, interesting. Hmm. You know, I think we're going to take a quick break, if that's okay with you, Dr. Freaky.
What?
We're going to take a quick break and play some messages. Mm. But if anyone would like to call in during that quick break, you can call in at 530-754-5387. And then we'll be right back. Is there anything you want to say before that break? Or
I thought we were doing a continuous show. Breaks?
I'm sorry. Yeah, we're gonna do a quick break.
Okay, I guess so.
You've heard about the opiate crisis. Opiates are powerful, pain-reducing medications prescribed by doctors, but they can also be very dangerous. In fact, most overdose deaths involve opiates. So what can you do? A lot. Trouble with opiates often start at home with unused medications in your cabinets or drawers. Opiates could be in pill bottles, syrups, or even prescription patches. Whatever they look like, dispose of unused opiate medications safely before they hurt your family. Find out how to remove the risk at fda.gov/drug-disposal.
Whoa. The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Air filled with common household allergens can cause headaches, allergies, and even asthma. Here are a few tips to help keep the air in your home fresh. Ventilate the attic and crawl spaces to prevent moisture and mold buildup. Also, use an air dehumidifier or air conditioner to control indoor humidity. To help clean air circulate, change air conditioning and furnace filters every 2 months. It's also important to service your heating and cooling systems regularly.
Hello, and welcome back. You are listening to KDVS Davis 90.3 FM, and this is the interview show, I'm Married to a Werewolf. And it looks like we are getting a caller. Hang on, we're going to put the caller on air real quick. Hello, can you hear us? Hello? Okay, Maybe not on the caller, but before the break, we were talking about accusations of misogyny in the pickup artistry community, and you know there was something else that I wanted to ask you about actually, but with having it seems an interesting relationship to women. I wanted to know, what kind of role in growing up did, your mother have? Did you have any sisters growing up?
My mother, right? I'm sorry, I wasn't prepared for this question. Yes, I have a fine relationship with my mother. I believe I last called her 3 months ago, and she sounded just fine. But what about my mother specifically? Like, how I feel about her or something?
Yeah, do you feel that your relationship with her influenced your relationship with women that you have today?
I mean, somewhat, right? I believe maybe about 3 months before I met the person that was getting me into Freakology, they must have brought up something about my mother, but I don't know. my mother's relationship with myself is, she says things she doesn't mean, you know? I was taking a rubber ducky bath in 2016, I believe, and I heard her over a Skype call in the living room saying that she hated me or something like that, but I'm pretty sure she was joking. You know, this type of humor is very common in my household, you know, or at least it was when I was younger, right?
It sounds like it hasn't really impacted your, you know, disposition towards women at all.
No.
You know, it looks like that caller is calling back right now. Are you able to hear us?
Oh, yep, I can hear you guys. Give me 1 minute.
Okay.
Who is this?
Yeah, who do we have on the other end here today?
This is Steve.
Oh, hello, Steve.
Yeah, I wanted to say I've been listening a lot to the show, and I had some questions because it seems like I forgot the guy's name that you're interviewing to pick up on.
It's Dr. Freaky.
He's very into older folks, is what it sounds like.
Yeah, it does seem that way. That you know, we were hearing about the 50-year-old divorcee.
It's starting to sound like this guy worked exclusively in old folks' homes.
Oh, what? Look, just because I'm a little bit of an older gentleman does not mean that I exclusively work with the elderly.
How old are you?
Honestly, when you're doing this job for so long, you kind of forget. I measure time in relationships.
Money?
Or rather,
are you generating income from this job?
No. Why would I? Nobody pays me to do this.
You just called it a job. Is it not
It's more like a passion, I guess you could say, more accurately. But no, I'm doing this on my own volition. I believe that. It's almost righteous. Righteousness, yes, for me to be doing this.
Righteous? What do you mean, righteous to be working in old folks' homes as much as you do?
Why are you criticizing me?
I'm sorry, Dr. Freaky, just to clarify, do you work in old folks' homes?
No.
Because that's what it sounds like you talk a lot about.
Just because the last 16 of my clients were over retirement age does not reflect on my career, okay? I've helped plenty of people outside of that, I promise you.
Okay. Do you yourself live in an old folks' home?
What are you saying here? What are you implying?
I'm implying that you're just not answering these questions.
This
might make more sense if, like, that's where you lived and that's, like, just what you worked with, but it's just starting to sound like, you know, you just work in an old folks' home and just talk to the people across the table when you're putting in your gums, you're putting in your teeth.
Okay. I may receive income from these places through front desk work, but you know, it's a good living, okay? And the clients are there, it makes everything so easy, you know?
Your front desk work have anything to do with your PhD in freakology?
Oh, yes, of course, right? I you know, I like to scope them out before. This is just for myself, though. You know, this is my own line. But I take the skills I use at this retirement home, and I'll give it to the people, you know? Like, that's really what it's about.
Was this... did your prior monk master happen to work in one of these homes, and that's how you guys met?
Maybe. I don't know how comfortable I feel answering these questions. I prefer to leave this man anonymous, but he was a great man of mine, you know?
I don't know. It's starting to sound like you're getting a little rusty over there. Sounds like you haven't really been doing much of the pickup work in recent days, if I'm being honest.
Work has been dry lately, to be honest. It's a little too warm for people to really be out there. It's not until it gets a little bit hotter.
Buddy, it sounds like you got to put yourself back out there. You know, it sounds like you've just been working the old folks home, letting yourself get a little sloppy.
Maybe it is time to look towards greener pastures, you know?
Maybe you got to just, you know, settle down, you know? Maybe, you know, it's just time to hang up the old pickup artist hat, you know, and time to settle down.
I have some thinking to do. I should probably reread some of my old journals back when I was younger and see. I will consider this. Thank you, Steve. Or what was your name?
That's what I'm here for. It's what Steve is here for.
Who are you, though? Like, who? Literally, who are you? Like, you're just some guy.
I'm Steve.
Oh, okay. No, my bad. I'm sorry.
All right, Steve, thank you very much for calling in. We do have to wrap it up here.
Hey, I was promised an hour.
Oh, no, we end at 5:30. I'm sorry, Dr. Freaky.
This is unacceptable. No.
All right, well, I guess if you are interested in seeing Dr. Freaky, it seems like you might be able to do that in the basement of the Mandavi Center on Sunday nights. Thank you very much for listening to I'm Married to a Werewolf.
This hour of KDVS programming is sponsored by USTA ARS, Western Human Nutrition Research Center, located at 430 West Health Sciences Drive, University of California, Davis. The Western Human Nutrition Research Center and the Department of Nutrition at UC Davis are seeking to determine how to increase the body's good bacteria, boost overall immunity, food digestion, and support overall health. More information on the fibro intervention study can be found at 530-752-5177. Once again, at 530-752-5177. KDVS thanks Western Human Nutrition Research Center in Davis for their support of Freeform Community Radio.
You're listening to KDVS Davis on 90.3 FM, broadcasting live from Davis, California. This is listener-supported freeform radio for Northern California. My name is DJ Fringe, and today, in the usual 20-question spot, we are going to have a musical interlude in honor and observance of the fact that there is now an encampment for Palestine at UC Davis. This is very exciting news. Many of you may have seen international coverage of other encampments in the past month or so, and we are very proud here at UC Davis to be joining in that struggle. And so, in lieu of our usual programming, we're going to leave you with half an hour of music from Palestine. If you feel so inclined, the encampment is open to like-minded supporters. You can find out more information by contacting SJP at UC Davis. Please respect the privacy and safety of participants as well as the organizers. Practice good protest etiquette if you find yourself in attendance. And with that being said, I'm going to leave you with some Ahmad Al-Khatib and Yusuf Haibesh, right here on KDVS Davis.